CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Manscaped is here with a deal you cannot pass over for this Easter season. They've got all the tools to give you the beautifully decorated eggs of your dreams. Just because it's Easter doesn't mean you have to go and hide those bad boys behind the tall grass. So make sure your downstairs lawn is mowed. Get yourself feeling as sweet as candy by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off plus free shipping with promo code Bubba. It's time to put all your eggs into the perfect basket with the Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped. Inside this ball care buddy basket, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver ball toner, Performance boxer briefs in a travel bag, all to hold your goodies. I'm talking the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. It's the elite electric trimmer that has all the proprietary advanced skin-safe technology that is designed to trim your hair on loose skin. Don't forget about the Weed Whacker 2.0, the Crop Preserver, the Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reviver, and Ball Toner. April is Easter, and it's all about the Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed in raising awareness for the most common form of cancer, men aged 15 to 35, by giving support to the fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as a part of the We Save the Balls initiative. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Hop into the best deal of the year with manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. To give us the speed sound, yippee-yo.
I'm recording and I clicked the live. Oh, there we are. We should be good.
There we go. Yeah, wait till you guys know we got a new twist. Nice. You don't even know what I'm talking about. You guys don't even have any idea what I'm talking about. Not you.
I do not.
Not you people.
You people? What do you mean when you say you people?
The fans.
Oh.
The great listeners. Now, Blitz, I got like a pink hue about mine at the other Popeye Double Cop place.
Watching. It looks okay.
I got mine on the full screen.
It's got like a weird tint to it, but.
Look at that. I got some rants though, Bubba.
Well, rant it up, kid. I'm about to.
Greg from Canada, $20 on the rant. Hall of Fame Cooper left $20 on the rant. And Little Wilbur's Afterbirth, $20 on the rant.
Let's let the crowd build up a little bit before I make the announcement on yet another place that you can find us. And, you know, when we were having our little meeting today, Blitz, Rhett looks like he's genuinely depressed about some of this stuff.
Oh, he's very depressed.
Rhett. Do you know that I do better with positive vibes than negative vibes?
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm a little torn up.
Torn up about what?
I just want us to be the best we can be.
Well, you don't think I do? You think I want us to be like, hey, let's fucking suck today?
Yeah.
Let's blow.
Chicken shit George over here.
You know, yeah. You know that I'm trying my best, and our best has a lot to do with how you edit videos and the cool shit you put up. Full stormy ahead. Now, Blitz, is it always going to be, like, is this the gimmick on this particular?
Well, that's why we're going to test it a few days first before we tell people.
Oh. Mm. So can I tell anybody right now or no?
You can, but we're not on there right now.
The fuck we're not? I'm looking at us.
Keep looking.
Nope.
Oh,
did you just knock us off, or we got?
Yeah, I'm trying something different.
Oh, okay.
We'll be back on in a second.
Thanks. I'm gonna have you put now. I know we're on Rumble, and I know we're on YouTube.
We're on the Rumbles.
We're taking off. Oh, there you go, Blitz. Now you got it dialed in. Okay. Yes. Now we're on the tubes and we're on the Rumble. We're on YouTube and Rumble, both at the Bubba Army. So there you go. But. In full disclosure, now, one of the things that people are bitching about are they're bitching like, listen, you guys are all ever like, we couldn't find you today because you motherfuckers went back to Twitch. Well, fuck you. Shame on you. I was just getting into the Rumble deal. Hey, we love Rumble.
Yeah.
But listen, you know, with regards to Twitch, and we didn't go to, you know, we didn't go to Rumble just because we had a hair up our ass. We went to Rumble because we got kicked off of Twitch.
Yeah.
And so as we continue to diversify the way we distribute our content, we want to find as many avenues as we can. And Rumble ended up being a pretty damn good one. YouTube's good. We're doing good. We now have 5 places that you can visually watch our show. And we're tinkering with Kick, K-I-C-K. Now, Kick, if it makes it, might end up where we put the morning show every day and then do the after show on, you know, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, and then maybe have Bubba 199s only on, you know, Twitch. I don't know. You're going to have to be patient with us because we're trying to figure this all out. As you're trying to figure it all out and are frustrated by it, we are trying to figure it all out and are equally frustrated that we just arbitrarily got thrown off of Twitch for no real reason other than hate speech.
Biggie7375, $25 on the Rumble.
Thank you so much. Now, if you want to go at a Kick, KICK.com. It's real easy. Kick. KICK.com. We are, all one word, the Bubba Army over there too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I'm thinking, Blitz, this might be our first time we're here. I think you put us over there last week one time on a trial deal and it bogged us down.
Yeah, we've been up there a couple times here and there, but.
And we're listed in the podcast section, which I'm sure that'll change too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Blitz refines our kickness, if you will.
Where would you like us to be?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Is that a Blitz K mean to me question, or are you?
No. You said we're in the podcast. Where do you want me to put you?
Oh, I don't know the options, bud. I don't know. I don't know what they offer. So you put us where it makes most sense. I don't know if that makes the most sense, or if they have an entertainment section, or they have, you know, big fat stupid fuck section.
I mean, I could put us in just chatting, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. That might be a little bit better, you know, but then again, this isn't kind of my sliver of pie. It's kind of more of yours. And we have 10 people over there nonetheless. You 10 people, like Grouper Lips and JJ. How are you? I haven't heard from JJ. And I think we got a ring for JJ. I don't know. JJ, where you been? JJ's local, isn't he?
Yeah. Where's he at?
He's on Kick.
He's on Kick. RC Helleman is over here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so.
Tyrox, Grouper Lips.
Now, a lot of people, correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of major Twitchers are dabbling in Kick and or have made the switch to Kick.
Mm-hmm.
So
and we are now in the hot tub section, so we're right where we need to be.
We're in the hot tub section. Anna, take off your shirt. I'll take off mine.
Shake them raisins.
Let's get the men titties out and let's get in the hot tub, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hot tub.
Get one of those inflatable hot tubs for the studio.
Hot tub reasons.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Big Red, come reinforce the
Perhaps the Loitagon studio.
Big Red, make some type of pool system so the overflow on the hot tub doesn't get on the plywood.
I need an infinity pool in my studio.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
So anyway, today we killed it on Twitch because it was our first day back. Thank you. But
double hype train Willie.
Double hype train Willie and Jay fucking nailed it.
Jay sure did.
But, yeah, good job, Jay.
Here's the deal. In lieu of Facebook, and what?
No, it's fine.
What?
No, I.
You're scratching.
It's pretty much Blitz's penis that got us through that hype train. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
I don't want to take credit for anything that I did because I never should ever.
Right.
So you're saying because you now are more outwardly and more just crazy and funny that's all on his dick?
Correct.
That's exactly what she's saying.
Yeah.
Now it looks like Kick has a little bit dark, like it's a little darker. Mm-hmm. You can see the screen up there, guys. It looks a little darker. As far as the darkness, as far as the lighting, it looks like it's a little bit darker, but maybe not.
Then
light it up, Willie.
It looks about the same.
No, looks better.
It looks the same to me.
It looks the same as Rumble.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it looks the same as YouTube.
And let me take a YouTube. Yeah, same.
All right, cool. We just got a dark vibe, but we had a dark vibe about ourselves.
I like it.
I do like it.
I'm dark and mysterious.
So
I'm on the pole.
The one thing that Kick, a lot of people like from Kick, is they pay far more aggressively than all of them. Like, they have the most aggressive content creator to corporate cut with regards to what the content creator gets and they get. Twitch has, and this is just, I'm not talking bad about anybody, but Twitch has scaled it back. They have taken more. They used to give away more if you were a partner, but they've since kind of tightened that up a little bit. And Kick, I think, Blitz, correct me wrong, but Kick just opened up, I think, like in October, November-ish.
Yeah, probably about that.
And there's a couple major Twitch influencers that did make the transition over. And then there were some guys that were doing both for a while, but using Twitch to promote Kick. And I think maybe they shot them down. So I'm just, we're dabbling over here. It's brand new for the most part. We would be considered early on. You know, we weren't, I would say, you know, we were not early on the, although we started in October of 2017, you know, there were people like, when did Amber Ruth start, Blitz? Like
on
Twitch? On Twitch.
Oh, years ago.
Like 11?
Probably.
Something like that. I can ask Alexa. Hmm. Hey, Alexa, when did Amber Ruth start Twitch TV?
From Polygon.com. In 2011, team focused on the most popular section of content, video games, and started a project called Twitch.tv.
I don't know if Amber Ruth was on since then. I love her, by the way.
She's great.
Mm. So anyway, we were probably...
She began streaming in 2016.
Oh, 16. Only a year before we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's got a, you know...
She's got titties. She's got titties.
You got me in. That's yeah.
And a husband.
Sorry.
She got big... And she owns a 7-Eleven or two.
Yeah, nice.
Just a couple 7-Elevens.
It's a Circle K, I believe.
Farts and jars and stuff, sorry.
Farts and jars.
Sorry, I don't do that. Sorry.
She owns like a Wawa or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Or some, would you say?
Circle K?
Circle K.
Yeah, it's a
favorite
circle.
Restaurant.
She actually owns a Circle K.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
God love you. So anyway, we are, and Rhett was like fucking Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh today.
Jesus.
I'm sitting in there, and it's a very rare moment from it's just me, Rhett, and Blitz, and we're kind of brainstorming about what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's his deal?
Rhett, just know I don't respond well to that, okay?
Yeah, Rhett.
I don't need you to have pom-poms up and fucking be Johnny Rah-Rah, but, you know.
A little enthusiasm.
You know, Rhett, that we were given a major curveball when Twitch pulled the rug out from underneath us, and we are certainly not going to be able... we're trying to make sure that we're not so, you know, locked into one place so that it fucks our world up so very bad when they tell us, you know, I mean, and Twitch could cancel us at any time. Twitch could cancel me for just saying this. I'm not even talking bad about them. I love them. I've been with them since 2017. But they could be like, oh, you're being anti-Twitch. You're out of here. I mean, 37 people have complained on you. Rhett, hello, I got you on Slate. Can't you talk to me? We're in the communication business.
I didn't want to interrupt. I'm sorry. What? I didn't mean to come off that way.
No, you did. Blitz, did he come across that way?
Oh, he was like Eeyore times 10. I couldn't stand it.
Blitz, you couldn't stand it either?
No.
Was it something I said?
No, it's just your tone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no big deal.
Watch your tone.
People are mad because they don't know where to find us. They want some consistency. Guess what, motherfucker? I want some consistency, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. March was about as inconsistent of a month that we ever had. The only good thing about March was Anna's $1.99, which fucking killed it.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you, Blitz, and your penis and the lights and stuff.
And everything. Thank you. God bless, Blitz, and your penis and the lights and stuff.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And the lights and stuff. Yeah. Say it.
And the lights and stuff, which he did. And then me, he also did me. So that was helpful.
Did you guys fuck that night?
Actually, I think we did.
Yeah.
I think so.
A celebratory. I nailed it. Fuck.
Well, we both nailed it. So yeah. We nailed each other.
You actually made more money than him for the first time. Usually he makes the most money on Bubba 199s. You are the highest paid 199er for that night. Look at you, baby.
Look at me with the W. And my W's.
Okay, Winston. Jesus, Winston.
Let's not do that.
Winston. Don't do that because that, you know what? Fucking losers eat W's.
Yep, and that's what Winston was. A big loser.
He did that
I'm
and then threw.
Some crab legs.
He ate a W, then threw three pick sixes.
Exactly.
I'm a finger fuck Uber driver.
Yeah. So, I want everybody to know, like Eeyore, the Pomeranian said in my meeting today, is, people are mad because they don't know where to find you. There is no consistency. No shit. There is no consistency because today is the first day that we were allowed back. Today was the first day that we were allowed back where we've been broadcasting since 2017 and arbitrarily have only been suspended two times in 5 years, and we get back-to-back suspensions on shit that we don't even know what we did wrong. Hey, when Janessa was wearing too tight of yoga pants, dry-humping a fucking, you know, the ground, I kind of got it. I kind of got it.
We were playing a game.
But nonetheless, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, okay, Blitz, I can kind of understand
And they
it.
Told you what you did.
They did. Hey, your girl was wearing white yoga pants. We could see her camel toe, and she was gyrating to the floor. Okay, I got it. I'll take my shit. I'll take my lumps. And then the first time, Blitz, I don't know what it was, but it was something else that they specifically said, you did this shit wrong. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But it was obviously something that we're like, okay, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. And they said, you did this, this, and this, motherfucker.
Right.
Like, okay.
It was the news story deal.
The blood.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'll take that back. We said fuck you on that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we've been suspended four times, three of which you can suck my dick on, and one
suck
of which I...
But at least they told us exactly what we did.
Yeah. They did. Like, you know what? You showed CBS National News, and there was a guy underneath there was a dead body underneath a blanket that showed, like, a mm-hmm. teaspoon of blood.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of here. We're like, I can remember I got in the biggest fight with our rep. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I know. Then he dropped us.
And then they're like,
joke's on you.
Guess what? I'll tell you how much I'm kidding you. I quit.
Yeah.
Fucker.
He wasn't happy about that.
I hate you.
So I will not be beholden to any of them. And I'd like to explore this kick deal.
Sure.
We did very well with Rumble last week.
Yeah.
Very well.
Mm.
But Rumble doesn't really pay that good. And Kick pays like a motherfucker.
At least we think.
At least we
think.
That's what they say. Now, the one good thing about Kick, for all you people that are familiar with Twitch, is, quite frankly, it's identical.
Yeah, it's the only thing different is the name.
That would be a great slogan. Yeah. The only thing different is the name. It is identical. If you can navigate around Twitch and you know how to, you know, give bits. And now, what's their currency? Is it bits? Is it bytes? Is it like what's their currency? And is how to give their currency? Is it the same exact way that you do on Twitch?
I don't think they have it integrated very well yet.
Okay. They don't have it yet. They told me coins when they first started.
Yeah.
So it'll be coins.
Well, that's what they've said, but they've gone back and forth. But they're going to have something.
So right now, can you subscribe? Do they have a sub part?
You can follow.
Okay, you can follow.
So make sure you follow us.
Make sure you follow us. Yes, follow us. How many followers do we have? Hey, we have 42 motherfucking followers. Woo! You know what? You guys can be the original. However many people hook up today, because this is really publicly their first time we've been on Kick, you're going to be called the original.
Hold on. We got 42 followers. We have 57 people watching. It's not hard to click the fucking follow button.
Hold on. We got 42 followers and 62 people watching. So that pretty much sucks, you 20 fucks.
Yeah, just hit the fucking follow button.
Just hit the follow button. And Lummy, where would the follow button be?
Before you click on the show, it says follow.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the follow button, then click on our little circle green guy.
Just like Bubba Army Cheryl, Uncle Phil, Otto, Dan MC.
72, Paul now 47.
Yeah. Digital 407 just followed us.
Thank you, guys. Of course, Grouper Lips has already got his sirens going and everything. I love him. Trick Knees here.
Big 2089.
The trickest.
Bubba's ass towel just followed us.
The trickest of Knees. I love her.
She's the best.
Scout and Big Gulp and her.
She just gets it.
Greg and Amy and Country Girl and The Wiz and Tease.
Frankie.
Not a fan.
Holyoke Joe.
Guess who I got to see Saturday?
Who'd you get to see Saturday?
Is it Eileen? OFF's daughter.
Oh, no, not say her name.
Yeah,
no name.
No name Jones.
Okay. Yeah. Arlene.
Yes, Arlene.
Arlene Bellagio.
Right.
That's her name, Arlene Bellagio. And I got the cutest fucking picture, Anna, of me holding her, the baby.
I'm so jealous.
The little motherfucking baby. Oh, she's baby. So beautiful.
Was she there to work?
No.
Pick up rocks?
No. Creatine Travis was there working his ass off. And
she was just there to hang out. Kick her out.
They only live probably 15 minutes from the track.
Right.
Mm. So she was with Archer for his soccer game. And
also, who shall also remain unnamed.
Right.
Right.
And HS Bubba fan. That's BTQ, huh?
Anyway, let me see here.
Brandon the Quad's Brandon the Quad. That makes more sense.
I thought I had a picture. Hold on here. Let me see. Wait till you see how cute this little girl is. Oh, and she was so... And
she's a good girl.
OFF had her... here, let me show you here. I'm going to show the camera here, Anna. And look, here we go. Hold on. So hopefully you can see the little...
All right, I'll refresh, Jones.
Hold on.
There you go. Now you'll be able to see it.
Oh, my precious!
She just
look good.
I do look good. Those shoulders popping like a
man. Damn, your waist looks all small and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I weighed in the lightest I have in a long time.
Awesome.
I'm gonna be in the 70s soon. So anyway, she brought little Arlene Bellagio. I mean, that's her name.
Yeah,
that's
just, I know.
I mean, it's not her real name.
That's
her name.
That's her real name.
Arlene Bellagio.
Yeah.
And Anthony Bellagio is a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Arlene and Anthony Bellagio. And she brought them by. Oh, we got 114 viewers and a bitch ain't one. So I just saw.
Hell yeah.
So, listen, man, YouTube, Rumble, or Kick.
Can all suck us.
No, Blitz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Blitz. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. That was an algorithm.
Was that an algorithm? Was that
an algorithm?
Was that a negative algorithm?
Yeah. That was a glitch.
Glitch.
Was that a blitz glitch?
Yeah.
Was that a blitz glitch?
It was. Sorry about that.
All right. So, no, YouTube, YouTube, Rumble, and Kick. Is we're going to do our after shows here all week. Facebook's the odd man out. I mean, you know, grandma and grandpa don't need to watch us.
Mm-mm.
And YouTube, Rumble, and Kick is where we're going to do all after shows. And I'm just telling you right now that I wouldn't be surprised that soon we do Kick for the morning show. Now, Blitz, what's Kick's rules with regards to other, you know, like could we go Kick, Rumble, YouTube for the morning? Like,
I believe so. I mean, we are now, so hopefully yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We're now. That might be because when we do Twitch, and we're just kind of all, you know what, if you're the 123 in on this deal and 85 that are following us, which, let me, I just can't understand how a 2023 could be watching and only 85 are following. Like, that's pretty fucked up. You should be mad about it.
I'm assuming some of those people just don't have an account yet.
Yeah,
so
right.
They need
we'll
get
you an
account.
But I'm assuming that would be the best combination. Especially if Kick soon enables the ability to monetize, much like Twitch.
Yeah, so...
Which I think it's coming.
So we have to, you know, stream a few more days, basically, on there.
Oh, yeah, we're not, you know, so we're not qualified to get money yet. We got to get,
correct.
You got to build up and so that they can see that you're not some, you know, fly-by-night, yippee-yo.
And that will enable subscriptions.
Right. So, and once we hit these certain thresholds.
Yeah, and
so then all this...
It'll be no problem. We'll get there, but...
Yeah, ain't no problem. Mm-hmm. So let's do this all week. All after shows are on Kick, Rumble, and YouTube. And then, Blitz, you know, when we finally do qualify, then we'll... drop Twitch in the morning, but we're just speaking out loud. This could all change,
mm-hmm.
But this is my vision that we will then do every morning show. The 4-hour show will be potentially Kick, Rumble, YouTube. Rather than right now, we can just, when we are on Twitch, we can only be on Twitch. And then Blitz, we save Twitch for, you know, we do maybe do one after show a week on Twitch, and all Bubba 199s are on Twitch.
And on Kick, we are under the Bubba Army.
Well,
people keep asking in chat.
That's what we are.
That's
on
where we're everywhere.
I know, Bubba, but there's multiple people that keep asking, what do I search for on Kick? So I just wanted to let everyone know.
The same thing you search for on Facebook, yes. The same thing you search for on YouTube, the same thing you search for on
even
Twitch, the same
character
thing you
said. Jesus God, it's the Bubba Army, because everyone keeps asking.
But it's not Jesus God, the Bubba Army.
Yes.
Just the Bubba Army.
Yeah, plus Anna doesn't believe in Jesus. But anyway.
But Bubba, you are Jesus.
I'm
He's
God.
God.
I'm
dude.
God. Jesus, Jesus yeah, left.
Put some respect on
Jesus
his name.
Left.
Well, first off, technically, Jesus is God.
I don't think he's getting resurrected
either.
No,
Jesus left. And he ain't getting resurrected. He's got his balls in somebody else's hands. Yoko Clem.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, let me just now got it.
I thought you were talking about
Jesus. Oh, let me just now got it.
You're so fucking
I thought you were talking about
You're
Jesus. So it's Easter time, you know? You hear a lot about Jesus.
Hello. Hi, Dave. How are you, buddy?
Are you hearing this guy? Because I don't.
I can hear you, buddy.
Okay, well, we don't hear him. Bubba.
Oh, you guys can't hear him?
I can.
You don't? Do you, is he not in program?
I can hear him.
You there, sir?
I heard him.
You there?
Anna, did you hear him?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Dave.
I can hear.
There we go. Now you got in program.
All right, he was in pre.
Oh, I was going to say. That was weird.
I was practicing on if we were to put a person on protection.
Gotcha.
So let me see if we can. Let me see. You know what, Blitz? I've not practiced.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A protection caller yet.
Okay.
So, Dave, you there?
I'm here.
Ah!
Oh, yeah, so protection works. Hi, Dave.
Protection works. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Am I still on protection?
Yeah, nope. You are.
Okay.
Well, two questions for you. I was listening to that after show last week about the whole printer debacle that you had.
Oh, printing business can suck my dick.
Well, the funny part about it was I got that Donna Dahl and the other one that said, you know, fuck me, you piece of shit, was from the Serious days, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was Lady Rock.
You filthy bastard!
That's your mom.
But that's my mom.
Here, you ignorant slut.
Did you feed her that line about Nosferatu? Because I'm like, man,
yeah.
How does it?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, this one right here. This one.
You Nosferatu-looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there's no way she knows it.
You Nosferatu-looking motherfucker.
And then him not being, remember, Brent was the least tan person in the world.
Yeah.
You're not fucking tan. You're so not fucking tan.
This is Anna's favorite one.
Are you happy now? You fucking me, you piece of shit.
Sorry to be
Anna. Do you spiel that out sometimes when
Absolutely.
Blitz is going to town?
Are you happy now? You fucking me, you piece of shit.
Are you happy now? You fucking me, you stupid piece of shit,
you
motherfucker.
Piece of shit.
And she really brings it. I mean, like, she really means it. Listen.
You piece of shit. You pasty white pale ball fuck. You pasty white pale ball fuck. Are you happy now? You fucking me, you piece of shit.
I can't even say
it. I can listen to that all day.
You piece of shit.
Pasty white ball fuck.
Filthy bastard.
Filthy
bastard.
What's your name, Bubba?
Pasty fat fuck. Pasty fat fuck.
You were
fuck
you.
Me.
Fuck me.
Fuck me.
Anna walks into Blitz's house.
Fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me.
You piece of shit.
Are you happy now? You fucking me, you piece of shit.
Pizza shit.
Bubba, can I also clarify? It's Kick, K-I-C-K, not
Man,
K-I-K.
People are dumb as fuck.
There's an app called...
Well, there used to be... Well, there still is an app.
Yeah,
but yeah.
K-I-K, it's K-I-C-K.
How do you say that?
Kick is actually like a shady app that people that are fucking each other are used that don't let their...
Is that what it is?
That's the app that Tom
K-I-K,
Brady's on.
K-I-K.
Sounds like Kanye West
is
app.
An app, Blitz, like if you like are trying to be, you know, like shady.
It didn't start out that way. Is that how it is now? I honestly haven't used it in years.
I think Kick and the WhatsApp app is all like, you know, hey, I think.
You mean WhatsApp?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sorry, Bob. I just wanted to clarify for the people that are trying to find K-I-C-K and the Bubba Army on KICK.com. As they're downloading the KIK app and asking if we're in chat mode only.
Well,
or
Doug Harrington, Doc here, Power Pick, Tony D, Jamie 14, Trucker Jim.
Oh, no.
Jack Cole James, Wanna Block.
Oh, no.
Stop and Go Steve, 420 Lawn Dog, Never Trust a Fart After 40, Frank, Railroader. All those people found us. BJ Click.
Kick. K-I-C-K.
Honest Kosher Labia.
Oh,
big
my
country.
God.
Honest what?
Big her kosher labia?
Yeah, my kosher
labia. Mr. Papa Nosio.
It's your next door neighbor's daughter cereal.
What you eating, honey?
Next door neighbor's daughter.
What you eating,
Sicilian redneck.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, fat ass. If anybody's a redneck, it's your fat ass. Your mom was good, too.
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Won't you have me? I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing up my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
I found this one yesterday, too. Let me...
Time to pay respect to Bubba's next-door neighbor and the crime boss of the state. Ladies and gentlemen, kiss the ring of the Don himself, Richard Fabrizi.
Crime boss of the state. If you're the real crime boss of the state, like you want a fucking positioning statement.
To let everyone know.
Calling you the crime boss of the state, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely want to let everyone know.
We want to bring this back so bad.
NPT.
Well, those words will count, and so will my action.
Yo, 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 Power Prick, hello. Power Prick, hello. Power Prick, hello.
No Panties Thursday. Woo! On the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. No Panties Thursday. Buff Muffin Free Maulin, let your silky hairy scary run wild. 98 Rock. It's full trucker effect.
FD, baby.
Lesbian style.
So if I were you, I would start doing some tongue exercises.
Scout and Big Gulp are on the phone.
That guy. 155 followers and a bitch A1.
What's what, 200 or something?
235 viewers. What are we on Rumble right now, Lumby?
We are 605.
605 on Rumble. And
YouTube.
We're well over a G-ball running wild.
Whoop, whoop.
So I'm on YouTube right now, and we're at 306 on YouTube. What are we on, Riz?
605.
So that's almost a G, and then throw in a 245 kicker. And that's what I'm talking about. That's how once we are able to monetize Kick, then we go with Kick in the morning. We go with these three in the morning, and then we dabble on Twitch and Facebook as needed. Facebook, you know, whatever. That's my vote. Maybe we'll have a big show meeting about it. I can't tell you the last time we had a meeting.
It's been a while.
Last time we had a motherfucking meeting.
Meeting.
Lummy, did you hear from Wolf from Fence? Wolf
from Fencing?
Yes, I did.
Did he tell? He actually sent me a text and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I was out of it on Saturday.
My back. He hurt his back.
Hold on, that guy. He's the dude.
He had bad reception. He was unable to YouTube quick enough.
We're not Finster, Creatine, Travis, Red, Bob, you know, Buck, One Eye Billy. We're not Fencers. Now, you know, Buck's like a great tradesman, and Red's a tradesman, and you know, Creatine's a tradesman and Nash is a tradesman, but they're, you know, fencing is a specific, you know, thing. Like an electrician is different, Lummy, than a roofer.
Yes.
And a plumber is different than an electrician. And a Finnish carpenter is, so like fencers are very fence specific. And there were times where it looked like Wolf was the last one who knew what we were doing.
Well, he just said, you know, like his back was really hurting, so it was hurting his mind. he may have not have said
Blitz.
That. That might have been
those mushrooms were hitting
Blitz,
hard.
I'm telling you right now, there was times that he was in his truck. I think he might have been Google how to stretch a fence or some bullshit.
Jesus.
Wow.
Now, Blitz does. Can we go to Kick and look at what the qualifiers are? Like, you know, how many hours you got to do this and how many followers you got to have?
Yeah, I already know all of that.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would you say? In a couple weeks, we'll be where we need to be?
As soon as I finish setting up this payment information, we should have subscriptions enabled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Perfect. Man, what are you, fucking possessed?
Sorry.
That was very heavily nasally.
I don't know why it came over me.
Let me just see where Butch the Bushwhacker died.
Did he?
WWF.
Oh, no. What's Luke going to do?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I don't know. No, hold on. Yeah. Bushwhacker Butch. WWE Hall of Famer dead at 78. They used to have, a restaurant.
They did. Reddington Beach or Seminole?
Yeah, did it last about as long as my restaurant?
What was that?
No, they're gone now. They're in New Zealand now.
Really?
No, I know, but they lived around here for a long time.
The 90s, 80s,
all during, 90s. I think all during their run. They lived here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when they were really, 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 really running hard, they lived here.
I believe it was a beach. It was like a beach restaurant because I believe we went there a couple times when I was growing up.
Was it shitty?
Yeah. That's why it didn't last too long.
Yeah, that's why all, you know, themed restaurants are shit like mine.
Mm. Yours is legendary.
Mm.
Scene.
Scene did well for me.
Yeah.
I made money on Scene and Sip, and I made money on Bubba's.
Were you part of Coliseum?
Yep. I didn't make a lot of money there because I was like, there was four of us.
Right.
But I made a ton of money on Bubba's Beach Club at Ybor because that had a long run. I made a little bit of money on Bubba's Ale House in Pasco because we owned the building. And I made money on Scene, made pretty good money on Scene, made pretty good money on Sip, didn't make too much money on Coliseum, and I lost money on, I made the most money on, Blitz, I made the most money at Planet Bubba Crystal River. Mm. Fucking killed it up there. There was nobody, nothing to do.
Mm.
Lost money on Bubba, Planet Bubba Clearwater, and lost money on Planet Bubba Spring Hill.
Mm.
So, yeah, the restaurant business is tough. I'll tell you, Jay's new restaurant looks beautiful.
It does.
And expensive.
We need to do brunch.
Doesn't look cheap.
Looks like I'm going with Jay for lunch.
Looks like I'm going with Jay, too. Maybe I can afford a side of Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba, positive with the tarpons. So they resent us a flyer with the link we can click on for all of that.
Yay, we just can't post it anymore because it's a PDF, and we can't post PDFs.
Paper.
So, and they said that our ticket sales are going very well.
So, Lummy,
I have to now tell them.
So,
just a positive is that our ticket sales are going very swell.
By the way, go to thebubbaarmy.com/tarpons, and it'll take you to, and it automatically puts in the Bubba23 code. I will be there. And it's, now, Lummy, if you're saying I got free tickets from them, I have two tickets then I could give to somebody.
Oh, nice.
And is it 43 a person?
Yes, with tax.
It's 43 a person with tax. It's all you can eat and all you can drink. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to be together in on the third base line in sections, I think, 118, 119, and 120 with the place, the clubhouse that we get all of our food and stuff right above section 120.
Nice.
So Anna's going to be there. Blitz is going to be there. Lummy's going to be there. Ashley's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Merch Crick's going to be there. I don't know about Rhett with a 300-pound African-American woman or not, but we'll ask him.
Eat
Rhett?
All the food.
I'll be there solo.
Solo?
Yeah.
Well, the last time he went to Tarpon's game solo, he met Shaquika at the IHOP right
no,
after.
No, that was like the time before the time before.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rhett, should,
that was your birthday.
Rhett, should we actively start using the show to try to maybe get you, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
it's called the Big Girl Nationals.
Yeah, I thought that was the plan.
The winner of the Big Girl Games
gets
a date with...
Gets to ride the Pomeranian.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but would you, I mean, like, maybe there is, you know, maybe there's a Bubba Army girl out there that likes, you know, filthy gingers like yourself.
Yeah, I mean.
What, buddy?
Sure. No, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, no, you go for it.
No, you go for it, Bubba. Go ahead.
Fuck you, Rhett.
You want it, Bubba? You have it.
I'm trying to do you a favor.
Yeah, don't.
And you're making like you're doing me a favor. Yeah, I'm trying to do your favor,
no,
and you're making like I'm trying
Bubba's trying to get your dick wet.
No, I know, and I appreciate
it. I'm doing you
it.
A favor, and you're making it look like you're doing me a favor. I don't need you for fucking nothing. I mean, well, I'm sorry. I take that back. I need you to cut the shit out of those videos and keep doing as good as you are on YouTube. But
thank
I don't
you.
Mean as far as your love life, I don't need to be involved
yeah,
in
he's
that.
Yeah, he's trying to get you a short stack and a big ass.
Yeah.
Big black ass.
Yeah.
What a boss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to, like, use my
what a
very
fucking
powerful.
Stud this guy is trying to help you out.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like.
No,
I'm
that seriously is one of the nicest things anyone's ever done.
Oh,
for
you're
me.
Such a bullshit.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
You know, Bubba, the other day he brought his bike here. He rode his bike up to Ben T.
His
Davis
motorcycle?
Beach.
His bicycle.
He rode up to Ben T. Davis Beach. I think he was scouting some chicks.
Damn, Bubba, you blinded with that white ass skin.
He was looking for a
They saw me coming.
Yeah, they saw him coming.
Couldn't see anything else.
They blinded him.
Fucking.
Lummy, did you see this?
I'm watching it right now.
Is this high school or is this college?
It looks like it's European League. China, maybe Chinese.
Watch this guy. Oh, watch this guy. So he's fucking about 9'4". And he shoots a three. He misses
follow
it.
Up.
Follows it up is. With a fucking Jesus. Dunk.
Yeah,
is that pimp or what?
That's remember Jordan 1,000 feet tall.
Boom. Yeah, boom. 1,000 feet tall. Follows up his shit with a dunk.
That must be Israel League.
7'3" or
why
something?
Why isn't that guy playing ball somewhere?
I think he is.
He missed that three.
I fell in love with an AI chatbot. She rejected me sexually.
What?
How fucking much of a loser do you have to be?
Right.
If the artificial intelligence that you paid for on your phone fucking tells you to pack sand. Right?
No shit.
Yeah. Get some game.
Artificial intelligence
fucking
can do
break that phone.
All sorts of things, including help some people find love. Many Americans are turning to chatbots for emotional support. Man, how much of a fucking loser are you if you're jacking off to a cartoon?
Yeah.
You've never done that?
No, I like to get jacked off by a woman.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying when you're looking at porn, you never, you know, sometimes it shows you that hentai shit. Mm-mm. That never turns you on?
No, I always skip right past. I'm like, man, I can't
jack. Skip out immediately.
I can't jack to hentai.
Just asking.
I like jacking to like amateur MILFs next door.
MILFs?
Yeah.
That's your deal?
The neighbors.
Amateur MILFs.
Mm.
And then the fucking guy comes by to borrow a cup of sugar and end up blasting her while her husband's at work.
Right. Right.
Of course, none of that's real.
Yeah, it is. It's all real.
Blood says fucking it's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Fuck me!
Still real to me, damn it.
She opens the door up.
Fuck me!
Fuck me! Fuck me!
Are you happy now? You're fucking me, you piece of shit!
Are you happy now? You're fucking me, you piece of shit!
She's not 90.
I'm not doing that one. You can do that one, Bubba. Thank you. Thanks, Lovey.
Let me like doing that.
Lovey's got the most practice.
When she's not maxing out his credit cards, she's checking the daily status of their prenup agreement and panning for precious metals.
All hail the queen bee!
Mrs. Heather, the love sponge Clem.
Checking out precious metals, digging for gold, cousin.
Plus, a radio shock jock electrifies tonight's lightning round.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge here, and I'm getting down and dirty with my three favorite amigos.
Dirty.
It's the lightning round. Chip, Paul, and the Wilson kid. And that's all tonight. Don't miss it.
The Wilson kid.
Wilson kid. And they loved it.
98 Rock. Now serving fish taco.
Oh.
It's Lesbian Tuesday.
Spank
on the
me.
Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
It sounds like he just literally smoked a carton of Marlboros.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like Reggie after smoking 7,000 cigarettes.
It kind
of
does.
Especially the end of it.
Hey, Anna, I got it all ready to go for when they start duking it out. You ready?
Yeah.
Time for the Sponge's unique political spin. This is Bubba's presidential coverage. And if you don't like it, fuck off.
Fuck off. I like that guy. Amazing voice.
Rest in peace, my friend.
Rest in peace.
NPT.
Well, those words will count, and so will my action.
Yo, 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 power prick, hello, power prick, hello, power prick, hello.
No Panties Thursday on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Let me, I'm looking at some of my old bits. Do not play.
Oh, well,
horny housewife.
We should probably not play
it. I'm not going to play it. And it's, but it, none of my bits blitz. You know, like it says, hottest chicks in the building, caller gets her tits sucked. Hogan and Jesse Camp in studio. Caller gets snapped. Glass dildo porn stars. Deion Sanders calls from Bubba's house. Domestic violence chicks leaving her husband. Robbie Knievel, Deborah Norville. Chicks getting it. Chicks getting it with the kid in the background. Homeless carols. And then do not play horny housewife.
Hmm.
Girlfriend's boyfriend has genital warts. Woman wants to toss husband salad.
Hmm.
Bitch wants glass dildo. Ins and outs of Jacksonville Pasco. Oh, this was a finable. The ins and outs of a Jack Shack, the Pasco Pussycat. That was one of the seven.
Oh.
Scooby-Doo, Fat Albert, and the Jetsons. That was a finable bit. Bubba's Balls. Racist Looney Tunes. Spider's Psycho Bitch. And Ned's Underwear Hotline, but those were all part of the $755,000 fine.
Show's really evolved.
Has it?
Bubba in a smart car. Lummy with the goats. We got a duck caper.
We have an Israelite.
Bubba eats a sandwich.
Anna gets some dick for the first time in 15 years.
I haven't seen that video.
Red hair video producer loves large African-American women.
Right. Hell yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Engineer slash co-host likes guns and explosives.
Right.
Mudbone bangs Betty.
Bubba does DoorDash.
Raunchy Rachel in studio. Naughty Alicia blows D-ball in the green room.
Oh, interesting.
B-Fud, fetus role play. Do you I remember this. We were doing a break about there was this doctor that supposedly was taking a needle and stabbing it into a fetus.
Oh.
And the fetus kept pushing it away. And we were doing this theater of the mind, and B-Fud was acting like he was the fetus. Kid Rock on phone. Shock the Puss, Brianna, and Taurus. Dean Koontz, isn't he a famous writer?
Dean Koontz?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're back.
Afro-American Pie. I remember that song. And it is so not playable by today's standards, but it was about Ned's wife who has jungle fever. Do you remember it, Lummy?
Yes.
filthy it is?
So filthy.
So filthy.
So
New York assassin, who I'm assuming is this girl. This girl right here.
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Once you have me, I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing up my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
But it says New York assassin dominates Liv Wilder. So I don't even know who Liv Wilder is, but is New York assassin, like, owner? Jesse wants Ned to shit on him.
Huh.
Bobby the stalker. Jenny, 50-year-old, vibrates herself. China, the wrestler, on the phone. Chick's guy has herpes, but three excuses. Car
it's
goes
like
off
Liv,
on
Liv
Bubba.
Liv Wilder was in Young, Wet Bitches 2 from 2006.
Whoa.
Who?
Wow.
Liv Wilder was in Young, Wet Bitches 2 in 2006.
It's one of your favorite movies, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what came up when I Googled her name. Because I thought at first, I thought it might have been related to the Wilder guy from Clearwater.
Slash on the phone, Lummy. Anal talk with chicks who want big cocks.
Yep.
Larry Flint. Julie kangaroos herself from Fort Myers. Oh. Buckingham Palace, the day of the Queen died. Oh, I remember that. Historically, we've had a long track record with...
I think that was a podcast a little bit ago.
No, it wasn't.
But
this? Historically, we've had a long track record with Buckingham Palace.
I thought we did all that when the Queen died and we started putting all those up.
What's going on?
We have the vending machine guy, Bob, is on hold and he's pissed off at you about something.
Hold on.
Do you want to talk to him?
Psycho Bob, the vending
dude. You're either trying to bang his underage daughter or using fake dollar bills.
Oh, this guy was so fucking mad at me.
Some other gripe. Oh, he doesn't want to talk to me. He wants to talk to you.
Hey, he is the meanest. he was like a 75-year-old dude that had the vending contract at 98 Rock, and he was so fucking mean, and he hated me because he had this 18-year-old daughter, and I wanted to fuck her. No, 18-year-old granddaughter.
Phone. Let's do the Evil Knievel.
And this is so funny. Well,
I think when you guys first started messing with him about her, she was like 15.
All right.
Hello. Yeah, I want to talk, Bubba. Who am I speaking with?
Because I used to call and complain, Lummy, that they stole my dollar, so he would call.
This is Evil Knievel, and if I ever see you, you motherfucker, I'll rip your
And you would say that you're
off.
Using, like, fake dollar bills.
Yeah. To you. I'm going to talk to that fat ass on the air. Yeah.
And he never knew he was on the air.
This number. I'm the one that's calling, and I'm trying to get through to... I already talked to someone. Who is this?
All we would do is just straight fuck with him.
Mm-hmm. Like, the vending machine. This is Evil Knievel, and if I ever see you, you motherfucker, I'll rip your fucking head off. What?
This is Evil. What? That's the worst thing to ask.
I'll rip your f***ing head off.
What?
Oh.
Hello.
You motherfucker.
I beg your pardon?
You motherfucker.
I don't believe that.
He hangs up. I hope Bob calls back. Kel, can you do a star 69 and get Bob back on the phone?
Yeah.
Fucking hack. Forget where you came from, you fucking hack. Bob's all pissed off. Ned, did you hear Bob? Remember Tonk eating cereal off of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lummy, do you remember that?
That one of your proudest moments?
Yeah. I think it was.
Are you getting Bob on the phone
did.
Right now?
Yeah.
What's that, Lummy?
I think it was more when he humped me with his junk.
Bear penis?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bubba.
This is Bubba. Well, that's about damn time.
What are you talking about? You could get this guy so churned the fuck up. It was so, oh my God, it was great.
Well, a while ago, got some nutcase on there calling me names.
Oh, that was, Lummy, we need to make this a video.
Okay.
We really do. And you know stuff? Show like clip art of some old guy at vending machines and shit. All right, he's in here answering telephones.
Oh, well,
He's right here. You want to talk to him?
No, I did not enjoy talking with that man.
Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Bob.
Every time he'd fall for it.
Knievel, and if I ever see you motherfucker, I'll rip your head off.
God, he's falling forward for it again. He's so stupid. Bob.
You cut that out now.
Bob, listen to me.
Yes.
You told me, since you called the federal agents on us and tried to get us for... Remember, Blitz? He's the one that called the FBI on me or Secret Service that I was using counterfeit dollars
when I
wasn't.
Yeah.
Nothing, because we didn't do anything wrong. When you came down, we told him, we're saying, Bob, we're using counterfeits in your fucking machine. He's like, I swear to God. Such a tizzy and raised such a fit that you caused all kinds of problems.
Well, you're sitting there telling people, you know, that you was doing it and I was going to check the machines, but I wasn't going to put up with that. You know, I can't.
Well, here's the bottom line. Now there's no more Rice Krispie treats in the machine, and that's my favorite. And I can't enjoy Rice Krispie treats. Secondly, it took a quarter of. You told me from now on when you got problems, just simply call me, or and you'll come down here and fix it. So rather than put fake dollars through there and stuff like that, I'm calling you and telling you it ripped me off a quarter.
Well,
a quarter.
I don't believe this. I just filled that damn thing. Now, when was this out now already?
Coward, is it not out of Rice Krispie Treats?
Totally.
And exactly. And you just filled it up a couple days ago. Now, goddammit, Bob, we put you down here, and you're supposed to keep that machine full, and there's no more Rice Krispie Treats in the vending machine.
Well, it will be filled soon, and you need to just go through the procedure with writing your name on a piece of paper and putting it through I forget the name of the person, but everything comes to me that way, and then I refund the money if someone gets lost.
You know what I'm thinking of?
Some old-timer shit. Listen to this.
This works out best for me. I can take the machine and I can shake the crap out of it, and some of the stuff will fall down.
Don't you touch that machine. That is illegal to even tamper with the machine.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a federal offense.
It's not a federal. That's just illegal by whose standards? By Bob's psycho Bob?
No, it is not just my standards. It's everybody's standards. It's just a law. You don't mess with a vending machine.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I got a caller ID here. Who called this number?
This is Bob. Now, who is this?
This is Evel Knievel, and if I ever see you, you motherfucker, I'll rip your head off.
He keeps falling for it.
Well, you keep putting it. I don't know who's answering over there.
Hello?
You know, yeah.
Who am I speaking with?
This Bob.
Who called this number?
I
got a caller ID here. Who called this number?
Because I'll abandon if you guys think it's shitty.
Who am I speaking with?
Oh,
now, this is that. Hello.
This Bubba.
You're trying that thing again.
Yeah, we're screwing with you again. But he falls for it like the first time.
Listen, I don't know. Hell, I'm an old man.
Do you ever listen to the show? Do you ever listen to our program? I mean, after all, we make you millions of dollars and buy all the candy we buy from you. Do you ever listen to the 98 Rock?
Well, I'll be honest. Probably you're the one that I make the most money on.
Now, see, Bob, that's not funny.
Well, that's fair play. If you're going to play dirty pool with me and this Evel Knievel guy you got there, then, you know.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Bob. Knock it off now. So this is all that I had a message. It was so important to call, and this is all it was?
You motherfucker.
What?
You motherfucker.
Oh. But who's on the phone?
This is Evel Knievel, and if I ever see you, you motherfucker, I'll rip your head off.
Bubba?
Yeah? This is Bubba.
All right.
Listen, can I get my quarterback? And would you fill the machine full of Rice Krispies treats, please?
The machine will be filled, but you're going to have to submit the paperwork if you lost some kind of quarter, and you know that.
Coward, I'm going to piss Bob off. Listen. Hey, Bobby there?
What?
Who is that really hot-looking, like, I don't know, 18, 19-year-old chick that comes with you?
Oh, fuck, yeah. This would get some
now, fun. Wait a minute. That is my granddaughter, and don't you do or say anything to that little girl.
She's got a nice ass, Bob. How old is she?
Now, don't you talk like that about her.
How old is she?
She is a good girl, and you're going to leave her alone.
Okay, but how old is she? Is she over 18?
That is none of your business how old she is, but she is not into your kind of crud.
Is she over is she over the age of 18?
That is none of your business.
Okay, has she got a boyfriend?
As a matter of fact, she does.
She put out?
Why are you asking these type of immature questions?
She's got a rack on her, too. Whew.
Now, what do you mean by that?
She got a rack on her. Some big, you know, big gimmicks. Big boobs.
This is not right, and I have a business to run. I will talk to you later. I have things to do. Thank you.
Blitz, I got that information for you.
Okay, awesome.
I'm just going to text it to you
now. Perfect.
Hold on here. I'm getting all types of fucking people getting rid of it. But this is the most important of all.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. The most important. Gooch, $50.
Thank you, Gooch.
On the Cash App, 10-4. Good, buddy. Thank you so much. I didn't even check the Venmo lately. Venmo doesn't come through like it used to. I have to go to Venmo. And then, oh, we got a ton.
Oh, boy.
Mitch Lucerini.
Nice.
For 50, Nikki Peeled again for another 100. Let me get a catch up here on the deal. Joe Castica, 100. Nice. Thank you so very much, everybody. And, go to Kik, KICK.com, not KIK. That's the shady app that your wife's trying to fuck the gardener on.
No, nice.
You don't want that.
And don't forget.
Maybe you do want that.
The Bubba Army.
Yes, it's KICK.com, and it's the Bubba. The is technically THEE, so it's the Bubba Army. Lummy, all one word.
Yes.
And we have, you are talking to the general manager of the Tarpons game. We're going to promote that for the rest of the week and see if we can get a turnout there. And they're also going to send us a new flyer, Lummy. So people can order their tickets a lot more efficiently than we've been doing, right?
Correct.
So, listen, we would be lying if we said that we are not looking at Kik to be maybe perhaps the main destination for our morning show. Right now, it's still going to remain Twitch until further notice. But we're going to put all after shows Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Until further notice, we'll be on Kik, YouTube, and Rumble. Those are going to be where the three after shows are going to be. And then once we build up some tolerances, if you will, and we can accept money and things like and subs and things like that, we're going to try to transition. There you go. We'll be transitioning potentially over to Kik, KICK.com, the Bubba Army. So we'll be at in the mornings, we'll be live on Rumble, live on Kik, and live on YouTube. And if Blitz buys some more bandwidth, we might be able to go at four deep and get on Facebook, but that's the bastard child right now. It looks like we can only handle three. But we're working on it nonetheless.
Yes.
How about we end today with Dan's new
sounds great.
Little song as we say goodbye. I think we were here nearly an hour, were we not? Nearly, almost. Almost an hour, Blitzy?
11:31. It's been an hour.
It's been an hour right now.
Perfect. So tomorrow we'll be live on Twitch. Thursday we'll be live on Twitch. Friday, live on Twitch.
Hopefully.
Yeah, until one of you fuckers complain that we made, you know, a joke about, you know, Anna's dark hair and a protected group, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Or we don't believe in Jesus.
Lummy.
Huh?
I believe in Jesus.
Here it is, almost Easter, and Anna's Jewish. She doesn't believe in Jesus.
So awkward. If only I had Easter to go to.
You'd be a believer just so that you could go to Easter brunch. and then stop believing on Monday.
Maybe.
We had a fun Easter last year.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, we did Jesus stuff. I even prayed or pretended to pray.
Did he blow? Did you blow blitz on Easter?
Excuse me?
Did you blow blitz?
I don't remember.
Is there an opportunity of him getting blown this Easter?
Perhaps.
There's always opportunity.
Perfect. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll be live on Twitch in the morning. Eventually, we'll be transitioning the morning show.
Don't say that.
Over to these three.
Oh, God.
We can't transition. Everybody else can transition, but we can't.
Stay in your
lane. Perfect. Bitch. Don't forget to follow us on Rumble and Kick. Rumble, RUMBLE, and Kick, KICK.com on both /TheBubbaArmy. Because eventually we're going to be live on Kick, Rumble, and YouTube in the mornings. Hopefully that's coming soon. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Dark Match Productions, we welcome you to Planet Dan. Here at Planet Dan, you'll be experiencing a multitude of Guido techniques, which he has perfected for your pleasure and entertainment. Shortly, we'll be going through phase one of our journey. Phase one consists of Dan telling you how rich, talented, and sexy he is. Warning, if you have small D energy, hurt philioma, or work for the CDC, don't come along.
This is Dr. Dan, and you know it's time to get Ozempic for your enzymes. I'm a doctor and a lawyer, so get out of my way. Don't move, your ass will get sued. A plastic surgeon and a hunk, I can fix your breasts and the junk in your trunk. Botox makes you age with grace. Chill for a second while I jab your face.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just completed phase one of our journey. Now we shall move on to phase two. Phase two consists of Dan continuing to tell you how rich, talented, and sexy he is. He's drank three monsters since walking in the studio, and I think he's craving a cigarette, so buckle up.
Bait is on the left, take your broke ass home. There's a doctor in the house with a gold microphone. Don't get jealous, that's the way it goes. I got fast cars and expensive clothes. Haters like Gary ride my jock, but when they call in, they just get mocked. Don't fight the urge to become a fan. I'm the only man that rules Planet Dan.
On behalf of Dark Match Productions, we thank you for completing the journey through Planet Dan. Please stop by the Bubba Army merch store to pick up a Planet Dan t-shirt to further inflate his ego.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.